Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden. All states must certify their results before the Electoral College meets on December the 14th. Meantime, Trump announced that he will be traveling to the state of Georgia to rally supporters ahead of two Senate runoff elections that will determine which party controls the Senate. White House said the rally for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler will likely take place on December the 5th. One of the reasons Republicans had stood by Trump and his base's claims of fraud has been to keep his loyal base energized ahead of those runoffs on January the 5th. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are still trying to reach at least 30 miners trapped underground after a shaft in an obsolete gold mine collapsed. Relatives of those trapped have kept vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday in the town of Bindura, well north of the capital Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately made known. Mining is a major source of foreign currency for Zimbabwe, where gold alone accounts for 60% of exports. People in the Philippines trying to recover from a deadly typhoon that caused extensive damage, killing at least 39 people. Typhoon Bamko struck Thursday, toppling power poles and trees and damaging homes. Thousands of people have been rescued, though through waters that are receding in many parts of the area. The military was rescuing people in places where the water remains high. More than 30